This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, and a special shout-out to our El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, first responders, and everything you've had to go through this weekend. We've got your six. We get it. We understand it. Both Frank Salvato, my next guest, and I have been firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, and we get it. We understand it. I've been to two of the worst mass casualty incidents in the country ever had. But anyway, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the boat mail centers, and oh yeah, those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the stuff we have over there. Alrighty, my good friend and fellow smoke eater from years gone by, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and a host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, and boy, do we need it more than ever, under God, because our great country has been founded on Judeo-Christian values. And believe me when I tell you, it is something that I don't take for granted, and neither do you, Frank. Now, we've got to talk about the horrible weekend, starting with El Paso, the situation there. Shooter drives 600 miles to kill 20 people and wound another 27. Obviously, a case of domestic terrorism. He's going to be charged with a hate crime, so that means the death penalty. The other was the one in Dayton, Ohio. 9 dead, including the sister of this shooter, 26 injured. But what one of the things that they have in common is that they both supported the Christchurch, New Zealand shooter. They opposed illegal immigration. They both had fortes where they were supporting radical political agendas. And this one guy in El Paso said the reason he drove all the way to El Paso was to oppose the illegal invasion of Texas by Mexicans.
Well, and this is the way they're being portrayed, but the media is stopping short and being completely truthful in who this guy was, especially in El Paso.
Of course, and we'll talk about that.
The guy in El Paso was a tantamount to a progressive fascist. Mm-hmm. He stated as much in his so-called manifesto.
Yep.
We have to start taking these people at their own word instead of just investing in the interpretation that the media wants to get us. This incident in El Paso especially is disgusting in the omission that the media has executed in what this guy is.
Well, it doesn't fit their agenda. They're trying to put out an agenda that it's a white nationalist person, first of all, which isn't true, and that he operated because of President Donald Trump, and I've heard all sorts of things. But again, none of it is true.
Well, and let's look at his words, and I pulled a couple quotes right here that are very, very telling. Mm-hmm. One, in the near future, America will have to initiate a basic universal income to prevent widespread poverty and civil unrest. Achieving ambitious social projects like universal health care and universal basic income will become far more likely to succeed. The destruction of our environment is creating a massive burden for future generations.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, those are the words of the radical left, not the radical right.
That's right, and people aren't being told that. I haven't heard that by anybody until right now. I mean, you and I talking about it.
You know, this is where the media, and this is, I'm going to use a raw word, but they suck.
Yeah.
You know,
No. Let me do one better. A particular cable network by the name of CNN is enabling, because of their conversation and their hate talk, they're enabling this stuff to happen.
Oh, I'll say facilitating.
Okay.
And they're certainly running interference for these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to report something, report it. If you want to have a slant, that's fine. But omitting the fact so blatantly in a manifesto that was published on some, you know, pretty straightforward websites when
yep.
it comes to being radical, omitting things like that to try to paint someone as exactly the opposite of what they are,
mm-hmm.
that's pathetic.
And then you've got Mexico. And Mexican's foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, who said that, and he said that the president of the republic has instructed me so that this posture and indignation from Mexico is translated first in protecting affected families and then in legal actions, efficient and prompt, quick and convincing so that Mexico can demand the conditions to protect the Mexican-American community and the Mexicans and the United States. Wow.
That one made my blood boil.
Oh, it should.
Every single week we hear of another person who has violated our laws, who
mm-hmm.
is a Mexican national,
mm-hmm.
and people who would be considered criminal in their own country, not just people trying to make a better life for themselves,
yep.
coming over here into the United States and killing people.
Yep.
And this guy and this government has the audacity to say that because someone with a mental problem, obviously with a mental problem, goes and slaughters mostly Americans, that he's going to hold the Americans legally responsible for the well-being of the people who are illegally here?
Yeah. Hold that thought, my friend. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also host of the Underground USA podcast. We're going to talk about the Dayton situation, and then we're going to talk about how the Internet fits into this and how some of our social media postings fit into all this. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Moss Nissan. That's M-A-U-S Nissan. Now, let me tell you about the brand new Nissan Titan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup that I'm driving from Moss Nissan. She's a beauty, and this truck rides better than a car. The leather-appointed captain chairs with 8-way power seat and power adjustable lumbar support too are so good, and they're comfortable, and it's got a killer stereo system. I mean, you want to crank it up, this is one of the ones you can do it to. And remember, the You Serve, You Save at Moss Nissan, where all active duty military veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators too, all get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicles, saving them thousands of dollars. Don't forget, there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, and tire rotation for life, plus much more. So check them out online, mossnissan.com. That's mossnissan.com, or give them a call at 727-815-3095. Locations in Crystal River and Newport Rich Eden. The Nissan dealerships, also Moss Wholesale to the Public, and Home of Sassa Springs for certified pre-owned. You've got the Moss Family Chevrolet up in Carrollwood on the North Dale Mabry section. And coming soon, another new Moss Nissan. That's all I can say. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, home of the You Serve, You Save. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you another $500 on your deal at Moss Nissan. All right, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground Podcast, is back with us. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now we have to talk about Dayton. Now, there's only one good thing about Dayton. The suspect who opened up with a 223 AR-15 with a 100-round magazine was shot dead 30 seconds after he pulled the trigger. Oh, I don't know, 50 times or thereabouts. Because I counted the first time when I heard the audio and saw the video, I counted 47 shots. But then I said, well, let's do this again. I did it the second time, I counted 52. I did it the third time, I got 52. So I'm going with 50. I'll split the difference. Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. And the only thing that could have made it better is if he would have gotten pinged 29 seconds earlier.
Right. But unfortunately, one of the first ones to die in that was his sister. So it sounds like as if he had a rift going with his sister. But this cat was really off the deep end. He had a hit list. He had a rape list. The police had been twice before. And he'd been suspended from school for targeting his high school classmates. They'd actually gone and warned his classmates that they were threatened by him. I mean, this guy was known to the police. And goodness sakes, how this wasn't stopped beforehand? You got me.
Well, and this is where we have to look at, you want to start putting an end to these things? We need to start looking at mental health a little bit deeper in this country and looking at people who are overt with warning signs like this and being able to intervene, not just to keep him away from people so other people are safe, but to help this individual perhaps turn the corner to have a productive life.
Yeah, and I'm getting a comment here from one of our listeners, Christy. Christy, everything you mentioned about where the questions you've asked, it's all the case. First of all, these kids came from a home where they might have had a mother, they might have had a father, they might have had a father involved, they might have had a mother involved, or the father was too busy to be around, or whatever, but it was not the standard, average, run-of-the-mill family-type atmosphere. Bad schools, bad teachers could have been part of the problem. Bad nannies could have been part of the problem. Internet, oh, here we go. You and I did a little research on the internet, didn't we?
Yeah, this is absolutely. If the FBI and cybersecurity that has been put into place in this country to look for terrorists, if that apparatus were looking internally just to look for red flags, not to engage with anybody's
yep.
private life,
yep.
not to get deeply in with the illegal search and the Fourth Amendment yep. protocol. But just to look for manifestos so people could be on the radar, they would have seen these guys coming a mile away.
And there were three of them, of all things, on this 8chan website, which was hosted by Cloudflare, which booted them off, and now they're going to go over probably to the Daily Stormer, which is another story we'll get into in a minute. But the first one that was on there was the shooter in Christchurch, New Zealand. He put his manifesto there. The second one was the suspected killer in the Poway, California synagogue shooting, who posted his hate-filled open letter over there. Now you got two. You would have thought somebody would have picked that up. And then, of all things, the El Paso shooter puts his four-page manifesto over there, three in a row over there.
Yeah, if you're just doing due diligence to look for threats, let's put it this way. If somebody were to have posted a threat against the President of the United States in this fashion on any website, they would have gotten a visit from the Secret Service.
You bet.
That should be the standard for the average American citizen. When someone puts a four-page manifesto on there talking about how they want to butcher people and I've got a rape list and I've got a kill list and they start talking about what their motivation is going to be to start offing people, maybe we need to just have a visit to talk to the guy. Don't we have to arrest him? Let's find out if the guy's harmful to himself.
We have something called the Baker Act in this country where you can take somebody for 72 hours and put them in an institution and find out exactly what's on their mind or what their problem is. After 72 hours, if you don't charge them, they go free. But at least you got 72 hours to give them a chance to say something that might give you a clue, right?
Absolutely, and that's what the law was made for. You know, again, here you've got people in high schools who are guidance counselors who are supposed to be looking for red flags. You're telling me these people went all the way through high school without throwing up a red flag?
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, the guy in Dayton, as I said, police paid a visit twice, suspended from school twice for this threatening his fellow students with a hit list and a rape list.
Well, you've got things like that happening, and I think a little bit more than a visit was necessary. So someone dropped the ball there.
Yeah, and I hate to even say that because I love the law enforcement people. I love the, you know, the first responders, medical.
It's a thankless job, and it's a hard job. But you can't rely on, you know, I'm going to visit the guy because they made a threat. I'm sure they put it in their report for the visit that they took. It's a group effort in law enforcement, mm-hmm. so something fell through the cracks.
Now, Daily Stormer has been taken off from the website here, the server, rather. This is not a website, the server. So they're gone. But, Cloudflare, but 8chan was just removed last night. Last night, they finally removed them with all the stuff that was in there. Now, these platforms are designed to be lawless. They're designed to be unmoderated. And the platforms have demonstrated their ability to cause real harm because of the fact we had just told you there were three of the mass shooting suspects that were on this website.
Yeah, there's a very fine line we go here, because if you think back, if we would have had the internet in the Revolutionary War days, our guys would have probably been all over places that were unmarked like this to try to organize. That said, there has to be a level of responsibility from those communities. And obviously, they executed no responsibility by allowing these people to not only congregate, but propagate in these spheres.
So, Frank,
you know, when someone's got a rape list or a hit list, that's a little much.
So, Frank, I've been through two of the worst tragedies this country has ever seen. One was September 11th, and the other was New Orleans with the hurricane.
Katrina.
Yeah, and I went in there as a logistics supervisor, a FEMA contractor, and when they found out I was in there, they needed some of my expertise to take the CERT teams in to the Ninth Ward, and we went in there and cut holes in the roof where we found the people that drowned because of the mayor. And that mayor should have been charged criminally, told the people, it's okay to go in your attic, your highest point in your house. You'll be okay. You'll be out of the water. Yeah, right. That's where they drowned.
Yeah. Leadership is imperative in these, in when it comes to government. I'm sorry. Politics may be glamorous because the media's always got a camera or a microphone in your face. The power may be enticing, but you've got to have some responsibility and know what you're saying when you get in front of those microphones.
Yep.
Nagin was an idiot.
Yeah. And I forgot to
mention. You look at places like Baltimore.
I forgot to mention. Well, I'm glad you said Baltimore. Go ahead.
Where you've got mayors repeatedly who preside over the deterioration of cities to the point where gangs run the streets. Take a look at Chicago.
Okay, my man.
52 people shot in June.
Yep. We got to go, so I'll talk to you Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato. By the way, Baltimore, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, Denver, D.C., Los Angeles, New York City, Philadelphia, San Francisco. I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. With two mass shootings in crowded public places in Texas and Ohio claiming at least 29 lives in less than 24 hours and leaving scores of people wounded, it's a shocking carnage even in a country accustomed to gun violence. On NBC's Meet the Press this morning, Democratic candidate Cory Booker blames the current administration.
We have a president of the United States who is particularly responsible. I, in my faith, have this idea that you reap what you sow, and he is sowing seeds of hatred in our country, and this harvest of hate violence that we're seeing right now lies at his feet.
In the Texas border city of El Paso, a gunman opened fire yesterday morning in a shopping area packed with thousands of people during the busy back-to-school season, killing 20 and wounding more than two dozen. Hours later in Dayton, Ohio, a gunman wearing body armor opened fire in a popular nightclub area, killing 9 and injuring 26. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has over 430 boats and counting. They are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization of 185 locations across the country, plus 3 in Canada and 2 in France. And they've got 26 ports right here and more coming. The Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. Check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. More about that after Patrick Hyland and I talk sports. Good morning, Mr. Sports Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. And a lot going on in the sports world with baseball, football training camp going on. It's really happening. And then Chase Elliott wins again. Up in Watson Glen.
Yay.
Second straight year in a row. So there you go. Pretty interesting stuff.
Well, let's talk about baseball first, because the New York Mets are what, the hottest team in baseball right now, right?
They really are, man. They're making a push to see if they can get to the World Series. You know, the playoffs and then the World Series. They have the pitching, and that's what it's all about. So we'll see how they can do. The Tampa Bay Rays are hanging tough too for that wild card spot. They've been playing well. A lot of acquisitions this past week that are going to help out some teams make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I know the Rays, the guy that they brought in, the first baseman from the Brewers, he turned around, hit a big old home run that was timely yesterday.
Yes, he did. Very timely. The kid they got from Detroit hit two the day before. Mm-hmm. I mean, pardon me, from Toronto.
Toronto, yeah.
Socard. Mm-hmm. Playing some good second base for the team, and we've had some injuries in that spot. And he hit two home runs that beat the Marlins 8-6 Saturday, and then they won yesterday, too, in a big game. They're playing well.
Okay, so football, obviously, all the training camps are in play. I believe the, let's see, we had the Hall of Fame game, what, this past weekend?
Yeah, past Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yep, Denver and Atlanta, and kicked things off. Neat Hall of Fame ceremony this past weekend. Gil Brandt, a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans out there, he really built that franchise from a foundation to the ground up, and then Jerry Jones is taking it from there, doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Landry. And speaking about the Dallas Cowboys, you've got a lot of fans that listen to your show across the country, big Dallas Cowboy fans.
Down to Philly and Fort Worth.
There you go. Jerry mm-hmm. Jones came out and says new contracts will be there for Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott, and Zach Prescott. It will happen, he said. Normally when Jerry says something's going to happen, it does. So that should make the Dallas faithful happy because those three could conceivably be your next Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. So that's going to be interesting for the Cowboys. And then our man John Gruden here from the Tampa Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get it together out there in Oakland with Antonio Brown, who was left Pittsburgh and went to Oakland. And those two are kind of trying to work it out. But John worked it out here with Keyshawn Johnson. So we'll see if he can deal with Antonio Brown out in Oakland.
Give me the damn ball.
Exactly. Very good, Captain, up there in New York with the Jets and Parcells.
Yeah.
So that was some interesting times back
okay.
in the day.
Okay,
so.
Well, let's go back to Chase Elliott because he is what now? Do you know where the point standings are? I don't know who's up on top right now. I haven't paid attention.
It's kind of all over the place. I mean, I have to do some more research
on that.
Well,
you can do that Friday. And I know why it's all over the place, because you got different people winning all the time.
That's it, which is exciting, and I love that. That's the way it should be. I don't want to see the same guy winning every week. I love to see different things. I mean, obviously, Chase Elliott loves Watson Glenn, wins it the second straight year in a row. So, and that's going to happen. Just like in golf, Captain, some guys just love a certain golf course and play well there. This guy likes a certain racetrack, does well there. It's all to your eye with all the way the different tracks are shaped and laid out. So it's kind of neat. It really is. I enjoy it very much.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, back to football with Tom Brady. He agrees to extension through 2020 with an $8 million raise this year. So, I mean, the guy's still doing it at 42, just had his birthday. A lot of New England Patriot fans around the country.
Well, I think they need to be grooming somebody pretty close. He needs to be working with somebody to get him in there because, you know, I don't care what kind of shape he's in, but 42 years of age, he's going to take a hit the wrong way. It's going to knock him out.
Well, it's true, you know, but it's amazing. It's the Patriots and the Yankees. It just doesn't seem to matter what happens to injury-wise or anything. They always seem to find a way to win.
It's called a bench.
You might not like them, but, man, they find a way to do it. It's amazing just by game planning or bench. But, New England, last few years, there wasn't really a lot of big names there, but they found a way to make it happen. So we're going to see what they do this year. It's amazing.
Now, you said something about golf. I didn't quite pick up on it.
Well, I was just saying golf's like auto racing for nothing major happening in golf this past weekend, Captain. Just when you like a golf course and it's good for your eye, you play it well. I would say the same thing for auto racing. You like the layout of the track. It makes your eyes happy. You're going to do well there. That's all.
Well, the tournament season is over, right?
No, they still play him, Captain. Again, like to get to points, he makes the top 125.
Oops, where'd you go? Well, Patrick just disappeared there. We'll wait till he calls back because he just, I don't know if his phone died or what it was, but he just suddenly went, hasta la vista, baby. So he'll call me back. But anyway, Patrick Kyle, the insurance quarterback, turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. Are you back? You back, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. A little technical difficulties there, but nothing stops us. We keep rocking and rolling.
Quit pushing the wrong button.
There you go.
Because I was going to say, I was sitting here, I wasn't doing nothing. Okay, well, let's go back to a little speculation here, if you will. If the playoffs were held today in baseball, who would be in?
Oh yeah, the Rays would be in. The Yankees are, you know, leading it. The Cubbies, the Cardinals, Dodgers. Those guys would, you know, have the threshold on it to go the distance. It looks like it's going to be the Yankees and Dodgers, Captain, like it was in the 70s when that was a very prominent series. So that'll be
well. That's what they dreamed for in MLB, because you got East Coast, West Coast, two different time zones, two different big markets, and so means a lot of advertising revenue.
Yes, no question about it. They do love that. The thing is, it's just amazing that those two have the biggest payrolls too. So I don't like when that happens. It kind of correlates to that.
Now we need to. We really need to even things off here somehow. With the
salary cap.
Yeah, but how are we going to do it?
Well, it has to get voted in. You make a salary cap that you can only spend $100 million to $125 million a year on a team, and that will stop this from occurring, and it'd be more of a level playing field, and it would just be better for all purposes, in my opinion.
Okay, so tell us what it is that you do.
Well, Captain, I help out people Monday through Friday with their insurances. You know, a lot of things out there in the world with the maze of insurance, it's not easy. But if you get with me, we'll get along. I'll show you how I can help you. I might not be able to help you, Captain. I'm honest with people, as you know, to a fault. There are certain things that if you're in a good position, I'm going to let it be and just say, hey, you're good right now. We'll review it in 2 years. Or this is a tweak here or a tweak there. Also, I like to get, you know, more professional people involved to oversee me, from CPAs to attorneys, you know, to just their professional tax accountant, to help them out and say, yeah, you should do this or that. And the veterans, there's benefits out there that if you don't get with somebody like me, you're not going to take full advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's family members out there that are having to take care of veterans, either in home health care or get them to an assisted living facility. And there's funds available for these veterans. But you have to give me a call. I can help you out. I'm a little different than your normal insurance guy. As you know, Captain, I do more than that. I try to bring value instead of just sell product, because I think that's what it's all about, helping out our fellow man and doing the right thing. And it's real simple. Just give me a call at 813-966-1052. That number's 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, and be more than willing to help you. I'll get you a book called Mission 1 Million. I'll mail it out to you if you call me. I got to get your name and address to mail it to you. Or call me and we'll set up an appointment if you're here in the Tampa area. And I'll come and bring the book to you. We'll talk about it and see how I can be of help.
And September the 12th, mark
yes,
it
sir.
Down in your calendar, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., September the 12th. We're going to have a seminar with all the different things to help not only the veterans, but also civilians and first responders over at American Legion Post Number 5 on Kennedy Avenue, just this side of Dale Mabry. And everybody's welcome to attend. We're going to have free food, and we're going to learn a lot of things there. Patrick will be there. I'll be there. The real estate quarterback will be there. Joe Pippen, the attorney, will be there. And we'll have some other experts, too, to help everybody. Patrick, I'll talk to you Friday.
God bless.
All righty. Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Now, today, Monday, we'll have some thunderstorms along the coast. They'll drift inland, so we will have some rain inland today. Going to be scattered, so it's a hit-or-miss deal where it's going to be. Right now, they're starting to fire up a little bit out there in the Gulf, headed in our direction. Now, the winds today out of the west gusting to about, 10 to 15 miles an hour during the storms. Seas this morning start out 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is at 89 degrees. The bay water temperature at 87 degrees. Our high tide comes at 6:22 a.m. Our low tide comes at 11:57 a.m. And let me tell you about the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay. Now, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club in Tampa will tell you an amazing story. Because when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you now will have access to over 430 boats. as the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization is right here in Tampa Bay. Now, they have 185 locations, which are located in the USA, 3 in Canada, 2 in France. Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay currently has 26 ports, with 2 more coming soon. And right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee, plus if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off the additional $1,000, total of $1,500 on the one-time membership fee. Now, after that, all you pay is a monthly fee. You pay the balance of the membership fee, which is not much, after that $1,500 comes off, and you just pay a monthly charge after that. Now, your membership will also give you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. You can go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Going to save you money. And I'll tell you what, the boat, Freedom Boat Club angle is the best thing since melted butter, because I've had 4 boats in my lifetime. The last one was the biggest. Each time I got a little bigger, a little bigger, a little bigger. I went to a 25.5-foot F-cabin cruiser on Lake Ontario. We used to take the boat, my wife and I, when she was alive, took the boat up the St. Lawrence Seaway. We'd go up the coastline, get into St. Lawrence, go up there, stop by and overnight on the boat somewhere along the line. And it was a ball. It was an absolute ball. But let me tell you something. You don't have to trailer the boat. You don't have to dock the boat. You know, to keep it in a dock or something like that. If you want to put it in a boat marine or something like that, you don't have any of that cost. All you got to do is just call them up and say, "I need a boat Saturday at 2 p.m. Okay, Captain, we'll have it ready. And boom, away you go. And when you bring it back, you just park it, hand them the keys, and you're done. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you. Well, you know, murder is illegal. Attempting murder is illegal. A felon owning a gun is illegal. Shooting people indiscriminately is illegal. Using firearms in a criminal manner is illegal. Criminals do not go through a background check when purchasing illegal guns. We have something called a Saturday night special that years ago were out there for anybody that wanted to buy a weapon. Guess what? Things haven't changed. Still there. Explain to me, please, how criminals will follow new laws if they're passed. And explain to me how the new laws will make us safer. Please, if you can do that. Now, explain how restricting law-abiding citizens even more will make us safer. Because I'm going to take El Paso as the instance. Walmart has a policy, no guns in the store, signs right up on the door. And even though Texas is a carrying state, you can open carry in Texas, people have to leave their guns in the vehicle. So when people ran towards their vehicle, I'm sure some of them ran towards the vehicle to grab their gun. Because I'm sure there were some good old boys there and some good old girls that might have had a gun in their glove box. But because of all the chaos and because of the fact that when the shooting stopped, they thought everybody was done. They weren't. He took an opportunity to hide, reload, and go back after more. The shooter there, who, by the way, thank God, got captured. Unfortunately, the damage was done, 20 killed, 27 wounded. But just think for a second, and he had an AK-47, by the way, and just think for a second about this one in Dayton, which is probably one of the worst ones I've heard of because of what I heard about the magazine that he was using. He had a 100-round magazine and another one in his pocket. He had 200 rounds of ammo. And he was trying to get into that restaurant that was jam-packed. He'd already killed his sister on the way in, and he didn't get in because the police, who were a minute away, got there in 30 seconds and confronted this guy and took him out. Now, it's a shame they couldn't have got there 29 seconds sooner, but I guess it just wasn't meant to be. But still, the police there did a phenomenal job. Just like in El Paso, it took them a little while to get there. First of all, I know where that Walmart is in El Paso. It's almost into New Mexico. It's that far out west of El Paso. And the police just aren't sitting right there in that part of town. They really aren't. So they had to respond. Now, they got there fairly quickly, but when they got there, the shooting had stopped, and they were more concerned about getting the people out of the Walmart while they went to look for the guy. But in the process, guess what? He opened up again. So then the police were in a reactionary mode, but they never did locate him. The way they caught him, of all things, was he walked out from the Walmart, walked up on a street corner, headed towards, I believe, his vehicle, the way it was described to me by Denise Simon, and he was encountered by a federal agent, and then a police officer came along as backup, and they took him into custody. He surrendered his weapon, and that was the end of it. They took him into custody. Now, will we find out more about that? Maybe. Maybe. Depends on if he clams up or not. But what a shame. A terrible weekend. Nobody wants to have to go through. And to the first responders, we got your six here, guys and gals. We get it. We understand it. As I explained it, I don't have to explain it too much. I've been to two of the worst disasters this country's ever seen. Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans, after the World Trade Center in New York City. And I wasn't even supposed to be where I was supposed to be when it came to Hurricane Katrina. But some people found out that I was there as a logistics supervisor, bringing in truckload supplies with a convoy of my own from Florida. And they said, we need you to lead a CERT team and go into the Ninth Ward, which we did. 3 days later, I left because there was no survival. Now, this final minute here of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Dominic's, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters made in the USA. They're a 100 Douglas dealer too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Say hi to the gang. Wave at the red, white, and blue truck when you see it. That's probably Kevin driving it. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll enjoy going there to see what they've got. Now, everybody this morning is going to talk about what we've already talked about tonight. We'll see if they go with the internet angle that we were talking about. We'll see if they do that. I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day, everybody. And remember, it's all about we. We the people here on this program. We the people. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay dry. I'll see you later.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.